Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. This is your host, Albany Riggins. I'm excited again to be recording another podcast. And the reason why I'm excited is because I enjoy what I do. I really do. No matter how hard times get, no matter how difficult it may seem to just put work out there, you know, show parts of myself, share parts of myself with the world, I still enjoy being able to come on air and record a podcast without any problems. Like, how freeing is that? Like, you really can just hit the record button and start speaking, and it hits masses of people, like, from all over the world. That is a blessing. Because not only do you get a chance to make a difference, but you get a chance to make a difference in all parts of the earth. You know, like from end to end. It's unlimited potential, unlimited amount of people that you can touch. As long as they are out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and there's millions of people that utilize their devices, social media, all of the different aspects to really connect with other people, whether it's via a podcast on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, wherever, it's accessible. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because that's what I was brought here on this earth. I truly believe to make a difference in the lives of women, to support women in their relationships. I'm so passionate about it. And I just want to contribute. Am I saying I am this professional person that has all the answers? No. I'm just sharing my own personal experiences, the experiences that other people may have had and shared with me, situations that I have learned via watching others. I mean, experiences are everything. Things that I personally experienced in my own life and relationship, things that I have helped other women in their relationships and their you know, lives, and then things that people have shared with me because I actually asked questions and became very curious about how did you go through that, or what did that situation teach you, or what was the outcome? How do you feel? I think that curiosity kills the cat, because when you become more curious about what you're doing, how you're doing things, and exploring life rather than just standing on the curb and just watching things happen, you kind of get in the fire and try to figure out, okay, what can we do better? How can we change the situation? How can we make life better for other people, not just ourselves, and join the fight? And what is the fight? Challenges, tribulation, I mean, hardships. I mean, life can be challenging. There are times when we all go through tribulation, challenges, I mean, whatever the word is you want to call it. You call it what you want to call it. But there's a word for everybody. Everybody has a word for what they are faced with. And that's why I enjoy contributing. And I use the word contributing because I don't profess to have all the answers. I just want to share and have an open, you know, help to open up other people's mind, but it also teaches me about my own thoughts, my own personal biases, my own personal agenda, because I feel like if I'm just coming out here to record a podcast because I just want to get likes and follows, then I feel like I'm not doing myself due diligence. I feel like I'm lacking. But if I really am making changes in the lives of other women and men, because although my audience is women, I still want to help those men out there that may need support. Because I don't know how often men feel like they are attacked because of conversations that is being had about relationships. Men may feel attacked. I don't want to attack men. I really want men to understand that I'm on their side. But I also want women to know that I am understanding to what they experience and what they go through, and that I'm on their side as well. I'm not biased toward men. I really have a heart for men. I have a heart for men. And I am thankful for men. I don't want to belittle men. I don't want men to feel like I'm attacking them. And I don't want women to think that I'm trying to tell them what's best for them. Likewise, the same for men. I want you to know that the answer to every situation that you're faced with lies within you. I'm just here to contribute and to open up the channels for you to be curious and to look inside, go inside, and really see what is really going on and what you may can or cannot do that will help better support you. Like, some things we're doing, we shouldn't be doing. Some things we're not doing, we should be doing. You know, it's vice versa. We're doing things that are not helping us, and then we're not doing things that could help us. So just want to help open up your curiosity, help you to be a little bit more open-minded, and challenge you to do the work. You hear me say that a lot. Do the work. But what is the work? The work is you facing your fears. You look inside yourself and you challenge yourself to commit to you. And you start valuing and understanding what your core values are. And if you don't have good core values that work in your favor, how to change your thinking system, your belief system, how to educate yourself to think differently, to become different, to do things that will help better align you to the goals and the visions that you have for your life and your relationship. And that sounds like a whole lot of jargon, but it is. Life is just like that. It's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of things that we have to try. It's hit or miss. It's everything. And the only way we can really get through life and really come out on the upside, the winning side, is that we have to go through the challenges. We have to do deep work. We have to be willing to work hard at what it is that we want. And I know this to be true because I'm that girl. That girl that has so many things, so many ideas, so many wants, so many needs. And I have realized that until I commit to my own self and believe in my own abilities and to look past what I feel and think others think and feel about me, my life has stayed the same. Nothing's going to change if I stay mediocre, if I don't focus on me, if I don't love myself more than I do, if I don't trust in the process, if I don't believe in change. Nothing will change. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You done heard that before. Nothing changes if nothing changes. If I choose to sit and continue to be mediocre, if I choose to allow people to be the microphone, the microscope, the indicator, the dictator, to validate me, I'm not going anywhere. Hey, there's nothing going to change because I'm allowing things and thoughts and people to run my life. And that's not how life needs to be. I need to be able to sit in the driver's seat of my own life, make the decisions that need to be made for myself, and be able to tell myself that it's okay if this thing doesn't work out. It's okay. It is totally okay. And keep trying to do things differently to make things better for me. see, this life I live is not for no one but myself to learn the experiences and figure out what I need to do better for myself. That's my job to do that. But the thing that you must understand, ladies, is that if you don't ever stop and think about that, even though it's your life and it's your responsibility to make the right decisions and to experience life the way you choose to, and that's all that we can think of as ladies, to believe that our life is our lives and it doesn't make a difference what decision we make because it's our life, then we're missing the point. We're missing the point that not only is it our life, though our life speaks loud and clear, and it sends messages out there into to every end of the world, because there are young ladies, there are children that are watching you. There are people watching you, and not because you are responsible for them, but you're responsible for yourself to make sure that every message that you put out into the ether. I just said that. It's deep. Just think about it. That is something that you're doing and you're choosing to do. You're choosing this decision, and this decision is going to cost you. Meaning that whatever you put out there is definitely what you receive in return in your life, in your relationship. Whatever you put out is what you are going to experience. How do I say that? Why do I say that? And why do I say you are accountable? You are accountable for what you do and how you do it. So be intentional about the life that you live. And the reason why I say you are accountable, because people are watching you, and those people that are watching you, you're sending a message to them, good or bad. If you have children, young girls that you're raising, those young girls are watching you and they see all the beautiful things that you supposedly be doing in this world. And when I say all the beautiful things, I'm just being sarcastic, because those beautiful things could be diminishing. It could diminish the lives of someone else, because if you're not being intentional and you don't have a mindset to do good in this world and to not harm anyone else, you could be doing a disservice to someone else. That disservice could be a lot of things. I mean, teaching a young girl how to be a lady, for one. If you choose to act anything different than as a lady, and to love yourself, if you're choosing to live mediocre, not love yourself, not be a lady, not be kind, not be gentle towards your own self, then you... Thank you for listening in to the Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. Each week we bring you new content as we discuss relationships and how to define love in your life. We would love for you to support us as we continuously bring new content to our listeners, and also be able to support the lives of other people if you would be generous enough to send us a small donation, anywhere between $5 to $20. We would love to allow you to do so at Cash App. $Elbonyriggins, that's $ELBONYRIGGINS. And just send your small donation, and we would appreciate you so very kindly, and we thank you for your support. Now, if you choose to be not gentle or kind to your own self, then of course, you're creating a life of history that is being built. What I mean is that you're creating historical records that's being established within your own home, or in that's influencing other young women that are coming behind you, our daughters, our nieces, cousins. It's always something. It's always something that we could be doing better and that we are doing that can really send messages out to the world, to other people, and it can affect them in a negative way. And the only thing I'm saying here is that be mindful of the choices that you're making, of the decisions that you have, the things that you choose to do and get involved in, the people you choose to have around you. Be mindful of those things, because they will have an effect on your life and the life of the people that are around you. Your girls, there are little girls out here just watching all of us, and they need some attention, and then they really need someone to actually give them hope. They need someone to give them hope. They need some direction. And we want to be in a position where we can give them the direction that they need and hold them accountable, because someone else held us accountable. So that's what I'm trying to do here today, is just really hold myself accountable. And then hopefully somewhere in the wash, we make a difference, right? Somewhere in the wash, we're making a difference. We're changing the lives of other women, and we are creating change. And therefore, you have built better, loving, healthy, loving, supportive relationships. See, it works. It all works. It comes full circle, right? Because as I think this is one thing I do believe. The better we become at healing our own stuff, because like I said, hurt people hurt people. And the reason why it happens is just trauma running. It's just trauma. You went through childhood. You know what you experienced when you was a kid, whether it was good or bad. It doesn't matter. Trauma is trauma, and trauma can look like anything. Your daddy abandoned you, your mom abandoned you, or you was abused as a child. It doesn't have to be that deep. I mean, seriously, trauma could be like the time that you was dropped off at the school bus and you felt scared and you felt like you was alone because there was a strange man walking the community and no one was there. And every day you experienced that, and your parents didn't even know that you were going through that. That can be traumatizing. And that goes a long way. That is traumatizing. And if you are a child and you have fear in your body, trapped in your body, that is something that you can go further in life as an adult and still feel that trauma. And that trauma can cause you to feel like you can't trust people. And when you get in relationships, you may feel like in the relationships that you're involved in that you can't trust people. So you don't open up and really just allow yourself to fully trust your partner, unless you have a loving and supportive parent relationship. Unless you have a loving, supportive parent relationship where your parents came in and those things that you once experienced, they were able to help you heal or integrate. And I'm speaking things that I'm learning, because I know for a fact that I have things that I still am working through at my age. And it may sound funny, it may sound weird, but childhood issues, things that we experience as children, I don't care what no one say, it does affect you in your adulthood. That's what you're living off of. It's what you learn when you was a child. And I just commend, I want to stop here right now. I want to commend all of our great parents, because they only taught you what they knew. So it's not here to blame our parents for things that they didn't give us or things that they put us through. They were only doing what they knew. I mean, they had parents that were teaching them, and some of them didn't even have parents. Some of them had to raise their own siblings. I mean, life was what it was. We all have our own situations and bringing ups that contribute to who we are as adults. It shaped us. So that's the reason why I say that. Understand that our children today, if you are a parent, if you are responsible for any adult, it could be, you are, let me stop for a minute, because you are responsible for adults. You're responsible for a lot of people. You are, whether you believe it or not, you are responsible for other people. And those people are your peers, other people's children. We are responsible for this world and how we shape the lives of people. Because if we set better examples for ourselves, we can be an example for other children out there and other people's kids. And we can make a difference in this world in a better way, simply because we are contributing. That word, here that word is again. We're contributing. And we're being good leaders. We're being good people that we believe that if we do the right thing, like, forget about what everybody else is doing. If we focus on ourselves and focus on doing the right thing, then we can change the lives of a lot of people. We can change the lives of a lot of people. The world wouldn't be where it's at today. People won't be in the place they are because more people be focused on doing what's right than focused on who's not doing right. Let's focus. Let's change the attention. Put our attention on focusing on what we can be doing right there, what somebody else is not doing. It's not our responsibility to... It's not our responsibility to try to make people do things the way we do it. It's just our responsibility to make sure that we're setting better examples for other people to see, to live a more peaceful life. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know I desire to live in peace and harmony and to allow my children to have a great, positive experience in life. And that's the work that we all need to focus on. Like, how can we make life such a better place if we have our focus so much on competing with other people or trying to look better than someone else or trying to make ourselves feel bigger than what we really are? And I'm not trying to put anyone down, but I know that we can be selfish people. I know that we can. I know that I can. I mean, we all have a sense of wanting to belong or feel needed or feel wanted or feel driven to or inclined to have pride. We want to be proud of ourselves. We want to feel like we're validated. We want something. We all do. Let's just stop it. We all do. We all have this need. What is desire to be great, to be noticed, to be seen, to be heard. We all do it. We do. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. We want people to see us accomplishing some stuff. We don't want to feel like we're not. Who wants to feel like they're not great? But while we're seeking that kind of attention for ourselves, how about making sure that we're putting out some good energy for those that are around us, for the children, for our nieces, for our daughters, our, you know, cousins. I just think that would make a better world. That would make us live in a better place. I think that makes everything so much better if we come from that position. Like, hey, I know that someone's watching me. If we think about who's watching us, somebody's watching me. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Okay, remember, think about that song. Why should we think? Why should we care if other people are watching us? I ain't saying care about who's watching you. I'm saying make sure that whatever you're choosing to do, that is making a positive difference in the lives of other people. Let's not be so caught up in ourselves that we don't contribute to the lives of other people so that we can have better relationships, a better life and relationship with ourselves, with our partners. Because who wants to live in a mediocre world? I don't want to, but I have been mediocre, and it's time for it to change. Even at my age today, and I keep talking about my age because sometimes we can sit back and we can allow time to pass and we haven't done anything. And I don't want to die and think about in my grave, wherever my spirit is, you know, going to the dust, returning to the dust. I don't want to be sitting back saying, I wish I could have, I wish I did have. How many people's lives did I really affect? Did they understand my passion? Did they really get that I have a love for people and that I really want to see people happy? I want to see people happy. I want to see people getting along. I want to experience that kind of life here on earth. I want to get down like that. I really do. I really, 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 really do. I really want to see women just enjoying each other and getting along. And I want to see other women. I want to see us as women helping each other. Like, helping each other. Really, like, literally putting our heads together and saying, okay, she needs this. We need to figure out how we're going to make this happen. Oh, she's going through in this relationship. What we need to do to make it make things easier for her, instead of us getting in our corners and whispering about, girl, you know so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. You know she going through this and her husband. No, that's not the difference I want to make in the world. That's not what I want to see. I want to see us coming together as women and praying for each other. I believe in prayer. I want to see us have sending good vibes, good encouraging words, you know, just being a standing in the gap for one another. How about that? I remember we used to go in the prayer line and we used to stand in the gap for somebody that we love that was going through some situations. That means you're putting yourself in their shoes and you being a proxy for them. What you say? Like, I can literally stand in proxy for somebody that's going through something in their life and their relationship, and that stuff really works. Yes, it does. It really works. Like, you can put yourself as a sacrificial, how can I say it? A spiritual thing. It's more spiritual than anything. But as you might hear me moving around, but as I'm recording this podcast, I'm just preparing myself for my day, doing my hair and all this other stuff. So excuse the noise in the background. But as I was saying, yes, you can. You can stand in the gap for your sisters. You can stand in the gap for one another. And the way you do it is that you just simply do this. You simply say, you know what, Lord, my sister is really in need of some support. Lord, I really want to see her happy. God, I ask you to bless her family. Lord, show her, lead her, direct her. Give her all the support that she needs. Give her the love. I send love to her and her family. And I ask you, Lord, to just lift her up and just comfort her. You know what you're doing? You're supporting her from a distance. And you are creating change, because the more you do that, the more positive energies that we're putting out there, and the more change we will see. I think we can do that for each other. And I think if we do that we will see positive changes. I think that we can make a difference in the lives of people if we see things from that perspective. Like, you put yourself out there. Like, how many of us are willing to really go out on a limb to help somebody else in need? I think we can all do that. To a certain degree, I do believe we could. And I do believe the more that we seek to do things in that way, I think that life begins to get a lot more easier and clearer for us all. I think that we can really enjoy life. I think that we can really start to respect one another. And I think that that would create a lot more change where people will experience life in a more positive way. I think the reason why we're not seeing a lot of positives is because we're not seeing a lot of support from other people. People are standing at a distance and they're not involving themselves and they're not trying to support one another, because I'm not saying that it's not happening at all. I'm just saying that it's far and few that you see people saying, "Girl, I'm here for you, honey bunny. Girl, what you need?" Like, when someone's going through, how often are we saying, "Oh, I was over at my girlfriend's house and honey, she going through some things and I'm standing there with her." We might get on the phone and say, "Let me know if you need anything, honey. I'm here for you." But how many of us are going over and saying, "Baby girl, let me tell you something. What do you need? How can I help you?" She might not even be telling you what she needs. But you being who you are, you already know that you don't have to ask. She don't have to ask. She knows that she don't even have to ask, because she knows that you have her back. Oh, she knows who you are. And that's what's up right there. The people that we are in relationships with, I'm talking about our friends, they should already know who we are. They already know that when we're in need, that we are fully supported, that they got our backs. They should already know that. They should know that you know when they're hurting. So, this podcast today was just me pouring out my heart and my thoughts about how me as well, all of us, should be better at supporting and contributing into the lives of other people. I'm not talking about meddling in people's business. I'm simply just saying, how do we show up and support and contribute to the lives of other people, and then making difference, positive differences, making a change, making a difference in the world. Like, not just me, mine, and mine's, but our world together, how we coexist together, how we making things a lot easier for each other. Like, the more we teach our young ladies how to be women, the better we experience life, the better they experience life, the less challenging things they will experience, and the less work we'll have to do. Less prayer. Woo! Praying. We won't have to pray as much for them, because they're getting it. They understand. They know what the responsibilities are that they have. They get that, okay, I remember my mother, my auntie, I remember they taught me this. I remember understanding why it's important for me to do things the right way and to be considerate of other people. I mean, consideration of other people is something that I hear a lot, because if you're hearing something a lot, it's something that you need to work on. You may not be intentionally trying to hurt anyone, but the problem with it could be simply that you're not being intentional about what you're doing and being attentive to what message you are sending out there. Someone else on the outside could be looking in and saying, "Oh my God, this young lady is so inconsiderate." And you may not even think that what they're saying is true, but their experiences are what they are of you. So we can't convince people who we are just because we say, "I'm not that person." No. People already have experienced you in their own way. And they're not trying to justify their own self. They're really being honest with you and telling you what their experiences have been. And it's up to us as individuals to make that difference by changing who we are and how we show up, and to making sure that we don't offend other people. That's our only job, is to not offend other people. and to contribute to this world in the most positive way. So if that's you and you really want to be that person that says, you know what, I want to make a difference. I want things to be better for the world. I just want people to have joy, happiness, and to see all these great things that life has to offer and just be full of joy. If that's you, that's where you want to be, and that's what you want other people to experience, then let's do this thing. Let's make this difference. Share this podcast with other women just like you. Share, like, follow us now. Like, what are you waiting for? Join us in this podcast and let's make a difference. Just by sharing the podcast is making a difference. But let's really make a difference. And the difference that you're going to be making is first, a difference in your life. Second, the difference in someone else's life. Third, you're going to be making a move. This is going to be a movement. I want Relationships Really Do Matter, a movement. History. Let's go down in history. Let's create something bigger than us. Let's do something that's fascinating, that will blow the minds of people. Let's do something real. Let's do something exuberating. Let's just make a change. And let's do it right. Let's do it the right way. Let's do the doggone thing, as they say. I'm just hyping you up here. Just wanting you to understand that I like what I do. I like what the vision that I have. And I have had so many challenges in my own personal life, battling with my own issues that have kept me far and few from doing this very work, because I didn't feel like I was good enough. I didn't feel like I was capable. I questioned myself, well, who are you? But why not me? Why not me? Why I can't be the person that says, you know what? I would like to do this. I would like to be this person that contributes to the world, because I have my own personal challenges and I need to learn more about the topic of discussion, relationships. I want to be the person that will go out there and support women, talk to other women just like myself that has been through, I mean, come on now. Hey, can I get an amen here? That has been through relationship challenges herself, that have an understanding of what it feels like to be hurt, to be cheated on, to be lied on, to be in an abusive relationship verbally, physically, mentally, to actually feel less than in a relationship and to not feel confident in the person that you are dating, you in love with, to not feel that you are able to stand in a blended family, a blended marriage, I mean not a marriage, but a blended blended family. What I mean by that, meaning that I'm raising children that are not mine, and it's hard. It's doggone hard to do these things, to be raising 5 children in a household where I am a young lady myself, still trying to learn how to be a woman, how to be a wife, let alone how to be a mother. Woo! Dealing with her own trauma, childhood issues, daddy issues. Come on now, I didn't been through it all. I have experienced so many things. I mean, life and relationships will teach you so much. And it's not always kind to you. It's not always kind to you. It will teach you how to grow up. And it'll teach you feathers. If you didn't been in a relationship, baby, and you was in a committed thing and you have sold yourself to that relationship, it taught you something. And I guarantee you, it wasn't a bunch of roses, baby. It didn't teach you everything. It's hunky-dory. It taught you how to be a lady. If you didn't learn how to be a lady from a relationship that was challenging, baby, then you didn't do your due diligence. And that's why you're repeating some of the things that you're going through right now is on repeat. It's on replay, baby. And you be like, I just played this song. It's like that. I just played this song. Why am I hearing this same song again? And you know what? It's because you didn't learn that lesson. You didn't learn from that lesson. And you want to learn from your lessons because you don't want to repeat some stuff that you didn't been through. I'm here to tell you, you don't want to repeat that. Some things you don't want to repeat. You done been through it. You done been there, done that. And once you have to go through that thing again, baby, you realize, oh my Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Good glue. Why am I going through this? And it's because you need to learn something. You have not learned the lesson. And you're still in a place where you're learning. And it's okay. Get past yourself. It's okay. Just got to do it. A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. And sometimes it don't feel good. Woo! Tell me about it. I can go on. I'm not going to keep on repeating myself. But I can tell you this. I love you all. I support you. I wish you the best. I wish you the best. Baby, I wish you the best, honey. Because I know. Oh, baby, do I know. The life will throw you a curveball. That will make you say, why me? Why me? Why me, honey? Why me? Why am I going through this? But go through your lessons in grace. I mean, there's some things that I went through that I would say, Lord, why did you choose me? I questioned the Lord. I questioned God about why did you choose me to go through that? Why me? Because it hurts so bad. Then I realized, why not me? Why not me? Why not me? Why not me? Because the more I decide that I shouldn't be the person to go through that, the more I have to ask myself, why not me? Like, who am I? What makes me so different? What makes me better? And then I ask myself, why you don't want to be a contributor to the lives of somebody else? Why would you want to stand on the sideline and not be someone that can be great? I want to be great. I don't know about you. I want to be great. I want to be great. I really do. I want to be great. In this life we live, I want to be great. I want to make a difference. I sure do. I absolutely do. I'm just telling you, I want to make a difference. I don't want to be mediocre anymore. I done been there. I done done that. Mediocre don't get you anywhere. Mediocre is exactly what it is. Mediocre. It doesn't feel good to be mediocre to me. It's just a place. It's just a position. You're just holding space. You're taking up some space. Stop taking up space. And utilize your gifts and your talents. I mean, that's what I need to do. Utilize my gifts and my talents to move the needle in somebody else's life. There's somebody else that's standing there looking and waiting for someone to hold their hand and to help them go through situations that they're faced with, and they need someone. And the only way that's going to happen is that someone has to join in and say, okay, here I am. I'm going to be your support, your accountability buddy. I'm going to be that person that's going to stand in proxy, stand in the gap for you. What is it that you need? How can I support you? What do you, even if you don't know what you need, I'm gonna go inside my own self and say, you know what? I done been through. I might have been through this. Then I might ask myself, if it was me, what would I do? What would I want other people to do? What would I need if I was that person standing in that position? What would I need other people to do? What would I want people to do for me? So sometimes you have to be that person. If you've never been through nothing, I'm not saying that you can't be understanding to what a person is experiencing. What I am saying is that you have to use wisdom and ask yourself, if you were that person that was in those shoes, what do you think you as a person would want others to do for you? And that's how you can come from a place of support. Because love is what love does, right? I hear it all the time, and it's true. Love is what love does, and I want to be loved. I didn't say loved, which I do want to be loved, but I want to be loved. I want to love people the right way, not just be a sayer of the word, but I want to be a doer. And I think the only way that I can truly be that person is that I have to embody that. And the way to embody is that you become. And how you become is that you take action. You can't just speak something and say that you are. You have to actually do it. So what is love? Just look up the description in the dictionary and start putting it into action. Think about what love looks like to you towards yourself, like what you would want people to do for you to show you that they love you. It's not hard. It's not make it harder than what it is. It's just a simple test. Just trial and error. This is what love looks like. This is the way love feels. Let's not complicate it. I mean, if you were standing in need of something, how would your mother that truly loves you, she don't have any issues, because we know some of our parents may have had issues. I'm not saying Miles did, but we all had our issues. I'm talking about, I believe that I was raised up with a mother that loved me, okay? She loved me. So what would a nurturing mother parent you? How would she parent you if she loved you? How would she show you when you needed things, when you were hurting? How did she show you her love? I mean, just think from that example. Lead with that. How do you show someone that you love them? When they're hurting, are you going to help them? Are you going to support them? Or are you just going to stand on the sidelines and just watch them go through their challenges? So just think from that place. But without further ado, I did a lot of rambling today, only to say this. Let's make a difference. Let's be about change. Let's create a movement around relationships really do matter, because they do. Like, follow, and share, and subscribe to this channel, Relationships Really Do Matters. Put the word out to your friends. Let's have a conversation around it. Have a whole conversation around it. Come back to this episode and relate to it and understand where I'm coming from. And if you feel led or inclined to support this movement, because the only way that it can be supported and become a movement is that we have to get in motion. And so the first thing is that you must like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Then I would like for you to go out and have conversations about Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. You just got my spiel about what I feel, what I'm trying to do. I really want to help women in relationships, seeking relationships, build and restore relationships that help them create a more fulfilling life and relationship for themselves, okay? Whether it is ending a relationship that's not working, because a lot of times we get, we feel some kind of way when we talk about marriages and divorce. Divorces are real, so let's not sit here and try to avoid it or say that, hey, someone is encouraging divorce. No, I'm not encouraging divorce. However, if you know that you're in a position where you know the answer is divorce, or you are seeking an answer, I can be that confidant that you can actually communicate with and have a conversation, and I can help guide you through the process of determining for yourself what's the better answer, what's the better solution. Me myself, I went through divorce. I understand the process of divorce. I also know what divorce can do to you, and not only you, but your family, your children, and how it affects your life on a more deeper level. So I just want to be that contributor. I want to be that supporter. I want to be that advocate for you as women to help you drive yourself, your life in the direction that you would like it to go. And the way we can do that is that we have to be supportive of one another. So we have to get the word out. We have to talk about these difficult conversations about relationships and marriages and divorce. We got to do it. And so I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there and explore and to learn, because your experiences are yours. But as we begin to discuss and we become part of each other's lives and we create this movement together, we become more understanding and we become more knowledgeable about all the different parts of relationships and lives and experiences that other people have. And it brings us to, you know, to a better understanding. And the next thing you do is that go on Instagram, like us, share and follow us on Instagram. Go to my Relationships Really Do Matter page, relationshipsreallydomatter.com, and sign up and follow us. Subscribe to our blog. Also, sign up, get the sign up form to even join me in a conversation. If you feel like you need one-on-one support, if you feel like you would like to be in the virtual group that I'm going to be setting up on the website, then send us an email. Go on that page and sign up. Send us an email so that I will know that there are people of interest that want to be a part of the community, that want to be a part of this movement. So just send us an email, message us on Facebook or Instagram at Relationships Really Do Matter. Let's talk. My name is Ebony Riggins. I'm on Facebook at Ebony Riggins and also Ebony Riggins Relationship Coach. I'm on Facebook, Instagram at Relationships Really Do Matter, Pinterest, Relationships Really Do Matter, TikTok, Relationships Really Do Matter. So I'm really deciding that I'm ready to come out of the closet and really expose myself to the reality that this is who I am. Relationships really do matter, really matters to me, and that I need to be more accountable to what it is that I'm wanting to create and what I'm trying to, the direction I would like to go in life, meaning that I want to make changes and create change and to do things to support other women and myself, to learn from my own experiences and the experiences of other women. And the only way to do it is that I got to create a movement around it. I got to talk about it. I got to put myself on blast and say, hey, hello. This me, the girl that talks about relationships all the time. I am the contributor. So here I am. I want us to do this. So help me to help myself to be able to do the stuff and put the work that I'm so passionate out there in the world to make the differences. I have some news coming up about an event that's coming up in January. So I want you all to be a part of that. So make sure you follow us here on Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. Like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you on the next podcast.